Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3. Kolonel Dave Miller sit hier by my in die ateljee en ons praat oor jou misdaadverslag en vanaand praat ons oor weapon safety and license. How are you, Colonel?
Petra, I'm doing very well and yourself, thank you.
I'm fine, thank you.
Great, and good evening to all the listeners out there.
Yes, weapon safety.
Weapon safety, my favorite subject.
Yes.
Licenses, yes. So this is your monthly reminder,
yes.
All our lawful firearm owners out there. When you've stopped driving, just take out your wallet and have a look at the expiry date on your firearm license.
Yes.
And if it has expired, then tomorrow morning you need to make very quickly to the police station to go and sort it out. And if it's about to expire, please make sure you get to your local DFO to be able to renew your firearm license.
Yes. Yeah.
So we do get a lot of people that come in with their licenses that are expired, and there's lots of reasons why and so forth. It's not the end of the world. There is a process that you can follow to make sure that you can relicense your firearm. If your license has expired, you will still keep possession of your
yes.
firearm. It will need to be inspected by the DFO, the designated firearm officer, and your firearm will be kept in your safe. You cannot carry it, and you will go through the process of relicensing your license. And once that has been approved, then you can continue with the carrying of your firearm as per normal.
Yes, put a reminder on your phone.
Yeah, put a reminder on your phone. There's actually, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think there's some companies that have sort of got apps and things like
that
assist you in reminding that. And then, obviously, firearm safety and proficiency. It's very important, as I always like to say, if you own your trusty, rusty 38 Special, you need to make sure that it's not trusty and rusty.
Yeah.
You need to work with it on a regular basis, you know. Go to shooting ranges. You can go to an indoor shooting range. You can go to an outdoor shooting range. Join some form of a club.
Yes,
that work with firearms. It's always good to test yourself a little bit. You don't want a situation where at 3 o'clock in the morning you hear this strange noise, and then the last time that you operated your firearm was 5 years ago when you bought it and you shot your 10 rounds down at the indoor shooting range at a big piece of paper that wasn't moving. It's extremely important that we are proficient with our firearms. Firearm owners have an obligation to the rest of the community as well in terms of being proficient with their firearms. It's a responsibility and it's a privilege to own a firearm. I know it's a right, but it's actually a privilege because you have to be able to act proficiently and professionally with that firearm and make sure that you don't put other people's lives in danger.
True. Thank you so much, Colonel.
It's a pleasure, Petra.
Be safe.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.